Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast. At Zenix, our mission is to transform the mortgage industry through a commitment to excellence. On this podcast, we'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope you're inspired and energized by what you hear to take your business to the next level. Hey everyone, John David Brown here. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Mortgage Mind. Today, we're bringing you part of a conversation I recently had with our CEO here at Zenix, Casey Cunningham. We started talking about the role of technology in the industry today, and she was just dropping some really incredible insight. So I hit record on my phone, and here we are. I really think you're going to enjoy it. Thanks for listening. So Casey, how do you think, and this is a fairly obvious question, there are a lot of ways to answer it, but how, just tell me flat out, how do you think technology is changing our industry?
Well, okay, so that's a very sensitive topic for me because I am going to go way back 30 plus years ago. This industry, technology started to creep its way in for all the traditional LOs out there that have been doing this 30 plus years. You remember when it started coming in and we would fight it and push it back. Well, I happened to be one of the first LOs probably in the country that started taking loan applications on the computer. And I had vivid recall of the industry. And let's just fast forward 10 years in. So let's call it 20 years back when everybody started talking about technology was going to take over the future loan officer and that they it would not be needed. Now, fast forward to today, how's technology changed our industry? Of course, everybody wants to adapt and adopt technology to create efficiencies, better processes, better predictability, etc. And a lot of companies today are taking technology and looking fiercely at it at how to equip the LO or how to, in a sense, get around the LO who's ill-equipped. When in fact, technology should be making us more productive, but our industry is stuck because the loan officer today, John David, is no more productive than they were 30 years ago, but that the lenders are having to pay a fortune of money investing in technology because of the necessities of it, for certain, from a compliance standpoint, from an underwriting standpoint. But how's that impacting the loan officer? And I want to speak directly about them for a moment because they're somewhat stuck. They're trying to figure it out. And some are figuring it out exceptionally well and some are not. But it's almost become a handicap for loan officers because it's getting in their way. They're forgetting the traditional piece of what got them to where they are. And that was the simple disciplines every single day of prospecting. If you can take the technology today and leverage it to your benefit, you win every single time. What most loan officers have not done is figured out how to leverage it. And so there's the piece that's the most important piece that is missing, and that's the personal branding aspect. Use technology to create a personal brand without having to take a massive amount of dollar investment of how to create a personal brand. That's very different than the Nikes of the world who are creating this large brand. I'm talking about making you human. The industry at large isn't teaching this piece, and loan officers aren't inherently understanding that you have an advantage today with the technology to expand your reach, number one, and to personally brand yourself as the expert, as someone who's highly likable and relatable, and someone that they can trust. You know, John David, we teach a class specifically on how to get people to know you, how to get them to like you, and how to get them to trust you. Well, a major element of that is letting them in. And I got to tell you, today, letting people in, do you know that every time I do a social post, from this is Casey's LinkedIn, I'll just stay focused on LinkedIn for a moment, since I've got a lot of followers on there. You look at LinkedIn, when I post, if I post something personal, I get a ton of hits. If I post something that is thought-provoking, that is intentionally my opinion about what's going on from a sales aspect or a leadership aspect, but it's truly my opinion, I get a ton of followers and a ton of likes, etc. When I post something that says, hey, would you like to buy a product? I get very little. The reality is people don't want to be sold. They want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. And our loan officers really seriously looking at how often do they post? And everybody's always asking me, which social platform should I be on? Well, you certainly, LinkedIn is an easy one because it's so searchable. Are you leveraging that? Is your profile robust? Do you have something personal on it? And does it really speak to who you are? And, you know, if you look at, and of course, because we teach LinkedIn specifically on how to do it all, I can tell you, we look at lots of profiles to go, where are the biggest gaps? What do we need to teach to help fill gaps? And I'm telling you, 99% of all LOs are still missing it. Even managers are still looking at social media and LinkedIn specifically as a recruiting engine, or people are going to recruit and that's the only way you leverage it. It is not. The social media aspect of LinkedIn builds credibility. It's the most searchable site. People are going to look at it. So if I had to give someone instructions today that said, you know, how do I use technology? Well, your company's bringing you a ton. Good. Use it. Leverage everything they give you. That's the one, the big key, and I'll come back to that in a moment. But you've got right in front of you, whether your company's bought it or not, it's LinkedIn. So because then you don't have to buy LinkedIn. It's obviously given to you. But are you really leveraging that platform? And there's 11 different ways you can leverage it to get leads and to validate and substantiate who you are. And you can actually show your opinion and be a thought leader. So from a branding standpoint, how has technology advanced the industry at large? Obviously, it brings some efficiencies behind the scenes. It's very costly, but for the loan officer, it gives you a chance to amplify your opinion, build a brand, become a thought leader, and let people get to know who you are. I'm a mom. I got two beautiful little girls. I'm a wife. I have two dogs. I have a hermit crab that's defying the odds of living. I don't know how he's still alive because my daughter's not going to take care of him. I have one of those betta fish that will not die no matter how black the water gets. I'm a normal mom like the rest of the world, and people want to know who they're doing business with. It's no longer the persona of an image. But who are you? And I mean, you're a millennial, so I know you can appreciate. You really want to know the human being.
Absolutely.
Behind you're doing business with. So I think technology is allowing loan officers to amplify quickly on social media. I would challenge anyone listening to this, whether you're a manager or a loan officer, is to really look at how you're leveraging it. And don't worry and get stuck about have to use it all. Pick one and dominate it before you move to the next. So that's one way. The second is, I don't know if you know this, but majority of the lenders out there, they're buying technology like crazy for their LOs, but the adoption rate is their biggest challenge.
Right.
When lenders are handing them literally the keys to the car, but you got loan officers who are not wanting to pick up the keys to drive it. And instead of literally pause your business for a moment and decide the technology that's sitting in front of you that your company has invested in, that has done a massive amount of due diligence before they even brought it to you, are you maximizing it? Because I can tell you right now, the gold is probably sitting right in front of them, and they're not leveraging it at the level they need to. We did a consulting gig with a customer recently, and in that consulting, their challenge was, how do we get our loan officers to adopt the technology that we've brought to them? And we're even giving it to them for free. I literally just got out of a meeting as well with Jack Hirschewski, and we were talking about the ill-equipped loan officer who's got everything in front of them not using it. And mine is, well, some of them haven't been taught how to embed it into their day-to-day habits. And so if Zenix isn't involved and you're listening in right now and you're like, how do I take the technology? Take it in buckets. Put bucket number one, your social media. Begin with LinkedIn. Look at how many followers you have. Be intentional about growing the followers. Be intentional every day of creating your social influence by at least every other day, create an opinion. On the alternate days, do something personal, but be specific about being a thought leader. Be specific about helping people, because remember, they do business with who they know, who they like, and who they trust. And are you hitting all three of those elements in your social platform? The second bucket, I want you to look at your company's technology that they've given you, and I'm talking about beyond the POS and the LOS and all of that. I am talking specifically about, did they give you some other technology platforms from a CRM standpoint? And are you truly getting into a rhythm? So some quick advice, I don't know, you asked me one question, right? Some quick advice is to stop for a moment and go, how do I open my day and how do I embed that technology into my daily routine? If you do that, then it doesn't become an impediment. It actually becomes a dependent for you to drive your business forward. It's no different than every morning you wake up, you brush your teeth. Every morning you wake up, you get to the office, what's the first thing you do? And it should be leveraging that technology that's probably giving you some leads and or giving you some follow-ups that you need to execute on but that you don't let a day go by where you're not leveraging it. And then, of course, most importantly, through all of the things that you do, that you're actively prospecting. And prospecting is different than it used to be. It is still face-to-face. Absolutely believe in that. People do business with people. But the social aspect is another way of prospecting. But it's interesting because you and I were talking before you started audio, and we were talking about personalities that go out there. But are they actually leveraging it for closing business? And so be cautious on just being a personality, but that you're actually being targeted in your prospecting and making sure that you're closing people effectively. So that's a quick opinion on what's different from 30 years ago to today.
You know, it's funny. I'm actually, our last episode of this podcast, I was talking with Kristen Messerly. Mm-hmm. And one thing that she and I talked about was the fact that for us, because Kristen is a fellow millennial, mm-hmm. and that for our generation, there's so much that happens with technology and we're sort of inundated with it all the time, that a personal connection with someone mm-hmm. goes so much further than it used to, because we're not as used to it anymore. We're almost geared to not have it. So
sure. Yeah, it's interesting. I just got to, because of my role at Zenix today, I'm getting bombarded with salespeople trying to get in. And it is shocking to me how little they know about selling. And they're trying to pitch a product to me as opposed to trying to really find out my needs as a salesperson. They should be immediately saying, what do you need and where are you today? And let me get to know you. What they want to do is just get married to me right away. And I'm like, there's a sense to me, they're just not really sincere about the interest of helping me because they're pushing product as opposed to listening to my needs and what I am trying to get accomplished here at Zenix. And so because I get exposed to that, I can see where the major gaps are. And, you know, we're a student of the profession of selling. Hopefully we're exampling it well and we're driving to people are listening intently about, do I make a personal connection? I certainly hope I do. I never just open a conversation with let's just go, being respectful of time for sure, but I want to get to know people. I don't want them to get to know who we are. And then they can know the heart of what we do, but they got to, of course, we have to make sure we're driving them to share their hearts. And some people have a tough time sharing the personal side because it is all business. That was me when I first started. It's like, that's all business. You don't need to know my personal side. And I think technology and the social media and the aspect that you can actually share it today, people really want to know it at a whole different level. And they're expecting to get to know you. So this is a shift, by the way, for the majority of the veterans in the country that they didn't have to share and they weren't expected to. And today they don't have to, but it's probably hurting their business because people do want to do business with people that really know and they like. And the trust is built by knowing who you are. So I think the whole personal branding element, you know, is probably the most important factor for everybody. So
we teach it every day and it's true. It's all about people.
It is all about people.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, Casey.
Certainly.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to come back next week for a new episode of Inside the Mortgage Mind.